Distractions. Technology often leads to distractions that fragment human attention. On average, Americans spend 60 hours a month online, totaling 720 hours a year, equivalent to 3 months of work days or 98-hour days. This time is divided into 20 days on social networking, 32 days on email, and 38 days on various content such as news, blogs, and YouTube. If managing your online life feels like a job, it might be because it is. Smartphones, jobs, and the internet demand excessive time and attention, leaving people feeling rushed. This behavior of jumping from one task to another, often without recalling the previous task, is not new and has been a complaint throughout civilization. Buddhists describe this unfocused thinking as the monkey mind, likening it to a restless monkey constantly seeking stimulation. Human-tech interactions. Illustrating potential human interactions with technology, Idoya, a rhesus monkey at a neuroscience lab in Durham, North Carolina, and macaques at the Iwatayama Monkey Park in Kyoto, Japan, demonstrate two trajectories. Idoya, with electrodes in her brain, controls a robot at Kyoto University. When her brain blurs the distinction between herself and the robot, she treats the robot as an extension of herself. The macaques at the monkey park, however, embody the concept of the monkey mind, leaping from one activity to another throughout the day. Entanglement. Scientists once thought the mind resided solely in the brain, but now they view human beings as having extended minds. This concept suggests that the mind is not just in the brain but also includes a network of the brain, senses, body, and external objects. These extended minds can migrate, share, and outsource different cognitive functions. People enhance their capacities by using tools, a process known as entanglement. Similar to Idoya, who sees tools as extensions of themselves, this is called cognitive entanglement. In ancient Greece, warriors considered their swords, which were buried with them, as additional limbs. Reading is a form of cognitive entanglement that engages various parts of the brain. The design of a text can either enhance or impede a reader's understanding. Designers and typographers have spent centuries embedding markers in text to make it more understandable. For example, ancient Roman orators read aloud from texts that lack spaces between words. However, in the Middle Ages, Latin writers introduced spaces to aid those with an imperfect understanding of the language. Today, most long texts use headings and subheads to provide visual cues about the structure of the argument. Over-reliance. Computer programs and systems have become so complex that even those comfortable with letting machines do the hard work often struggle to understand them. Pilots frequently use autopilot during flights, and operators of nuclear power plants rely on safety systems that work automatically. However, one risk of this heavy reliance on technology is that the system's designers may not have anticipated all potential scenarios that could arise from the unpredictable interplay of nature, technology, and human behavior. Operators gain little experience dealing with these variables because the systems typically operate without human intervention. This lack of experience is linked to the danger of directed attention, the sustained focus needed to tackle a difficult problem or situation. Human beings have evolved to concentrate on vital or interesting tasks, such as finding food or avoiding danger. They do not handle monotony as well, and when things become dull, they often stop paying attention altogether, which can lead to catastrophic results. Task differentiation. Some people unfairly criticize multitasking for causing job failures. They confuse multitasking with switch tasking. Multitasking involves undertaking several activities simultaneously toward a common goal. Switch tasking, on the other hand, occurs when individuals try to perform multiple tasks with multiple goals, switching back and forth, usually to their detriment. Overwhelmed with options. Designers often overload simple computer programs with too many features. For example, Microsoft Word offers hundreds of fonts and text formats, making it easy to get lost in choices and lose focus on the main task of writing. To address this issue, software designers have created minimalist programs like WriteRoom as part of the Zenware movement, which reduces distractions and helps writers concentrate. Meditation. Achieving a state of intense involvement, known as flow, is similar to meditation. Hungarian psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi describes flow as being fully engaged in an activity while maintaining emotional detachment. In flow, you interact with the real world, like playing chess or cooking, while in meditation, the challenge and skill are internal. Meditation helps control the monkey mind, the constant need for novelty and movement. Neuroscientist Richard Davidson studied the impact of meditation on the brain, finding that it makes practitioners more resistant to distraction. Buddhist monks, who have studied the mind for centuries, use the internet to spread their message but are able to disconnect from it easily. They believe distractions originate from the mind and find the concept of Zenware amusing, as it aligns with their understanding of the mind's workings based on centuries of observation. Hidden beliefs. Over time, computers have become more powerful, following Moore's law, which states that the density of circuits on a computer microprocessor doubles roughly every 2 years. However, human thinking and processing abilities remain unchanged. Researchers have found that unconscious beliefs strongly influence behavior and emotions. The pervasive presence of information technology shapes these beliefs. Many people tend to overvalue the speed and efficiency of computers, while undervaluing human traits like thoughtfulness, creativity, and attention to detail. Overemphasizing computer-like traits could lead to a future where computers dominate due to their perceived superiority. It's important to challenge this notion. Recognize that humans use their creativity to leverage computer capabilities. Explore ways to blend human qualities with digital capabilities for a more balanced approach. Self-observation. Human reliance on computing technology often falls short due to the dominance of their instinctual monkey minds. To improve your interaction with the internet, conduct self-experiments over the next few days. For example, observe how often you check your email, where you check it, how much time you spend on it, and if your devices alert you for every message. This analysis helps you understand how different technologies influence your work and cognitive habits. Email was designed to save time but has paradoxically increased work hours, as immediate responses are now expected. Self-experimentation allows you to identify both the benefits and drawbacks of technology in your life. It also helps you combat any lack of awareness about your digital device usage. Consider the amount of time you spend looking at screens or using a keyboard daily. For instance, you can acknowledge the role of computer games without feeling compelled to stop using them. Instead, you can use games to show your family how they can enhance concentration, focus, and calmness. Surprising effects of technology on work. Past research on the interaction between people and technology has revealed some unexpected and counterintuitive findings. In her book More Work for Mother, Ruth Schwartz Cowan demonstrated that washing machines and vacuum cleaners actually increase the amount of housework done by women. In the past, both men and women shared washing tasks, but today, women primarily handle them. Cowan points out that labor-saving technologies often result in people choosing to do tasks that require more labor, time, and energy. Darwin's inspirational walks. Charles Darwin created a walking path, called the Sandwalk, at Down House, his family's estate. For nearly 4 decades, he followed a routine of working in the morning and walking on the path before lunch. Walking has been seen as a form of meditation in many cultures since ancient times. It provides stimulation and a familiar space for contemplating problems or issues. Darwin believed he had a unique ability to notice and explore ideas that others overlooked. Many of his observations and ideas were formulated while walking at Down House, making his walk a crucial part of his thinking process. Over 36 years, Darwin walked the Sandwalk regularly. If he walked 300 days a year, covering 2 miles each time, he spent over 20,000 miles in contemplative walks. This distance would have been enough for Darwin to circumnavigate the world a second time and change the way we see the world. Psychologist Stephen Kaplan also emphasizes the cognitive benefits of restorative experiences, which can capture your interest without requiring conscious focus. Natural settings, for instance, offer a restorative experience and a sense of another realm. Disconnection. Be mindful of your need for rejuvenation. You should take regular breaks from technology. Dedicate a day each week to a digital Sabbath, where you disconnect from certain technologies based on their impact on your life. This break is not an excuse to be unavailable irresponsibly. Instead, it should be a break from unnecessary distractions. While you should avoid being bombarded with emails or client requests, you should still be accessible for important calls, like those from a nursing home or elementary school. 8 steps toward contemplative computing. To apply contemplative computing in your relationship with technology, follow these steps. First, be human. Use technology to enhance your abilities, recognizing what makes humans unique from computers. Second, Be calm, approach technology with the calmness and focus of a warrior preparing for battle. Third, be mindful, practice meditation to increase your awareness. Fourth, make conscious choices, use technology to improve your well-being, making thoughtful decisions. Fifth, extend your abilities, use technology to enhance your senses and learning capabilities, rather than letting it overwhelm you. Sixth, seek flow, use technology to immerse yourself fully in your activities. Seventh, engage with the world, interact with technology in ways that blur the line between you and it. Eighth, use, or abstain from, technology in ways that are restorative, use technology in ways that renew your ability to focus. Key points. 1. Technology fragments attention, costing Americans roughly 720 hours online annually. 2. Monkey mind describes our restless, easily distracted mental state, exacerbated by digital interactions. 3. Extended minds theory suggests tools and technologies become cognitive extensions, enhancing human capacities. 4. Over-reliance on technology risks insufficient hands-on problem-solving experience, leading to potential failures. 5. Minimalist software helps focus by reducing options, combating the overwhelming choices in typical programs. 6. Meditation and mindful practices can enhance focus and reduce technological distractions. 7. Contemplative computing involves using technology mindfully to enhance, not hinder, human capabilities.